through Sounds of Use.
Bless you, my children.
Oh,
and thank you for joining.
Senior.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's one thing I won't. I don't think I'll ever get to that. I'm a Monsignor in my own church, the Church of the Garden. How's that? And a good way for us to think about the springtime. By the way, spring is Saturday, I believe. Isn't the first day of spring Saturday or Sunday or pretty soon? Where the heck is there a calendar? Is it Sunday, right? What's today? Today's the 16th.
Today's 16th,
so Friday would be the 18th, Sunday would be the 20th, so yeah, the 21st is the first day, the first full day of spring, so less than a week away. All right, so we're on firm ground there, terra firma. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. Rich is in Orlando at Disney World with his family for about a week, so that'll be cool. Maybe once in a while we'll hear from him. If we don't, no skin off our nose, right, Jennifer? Who needs him anyway?
Right, who needs him?
Peter and Michael at the controls in our studio in Washington. Here is the question of the day. 800-510-8255. You want to answer the question of the day? Here we go. Can a pill save you from radiation poisoning? That's the question. A pill. Jennifer is down in actually Mexico today. And I'm sure that the same conversation is going on there. The international media are now fascinated with what's going on in Japan. The drama is to the point of being foolish. All of this back and forth, the headlines and morning newspapers today, nuclear crisis worsens in Japan. There is a problem without question. There is a difficult reality for that one nuclear plant, a couple of holes in it, the structure has nuclear fuel rods that are a danger. The fire has been put out. The levels of radiation are up and down. There are people who are worried.
Do you buy it when they say there's no danger to those people?
I don't buy much that comes from the Japanese government anymore
either.
Than I buy much that comes from the American government. I think the Japanese have long lied to their people, and the people there know it. This is going to be the political ramifications of this are going to be felt not immediately, but fairly soon. I think you're going to find the Japanese people are pretty upset about their government, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the same kind of thing happening. I think the whole thing of change, I'm thinking about hope and change. I choke
hope and change.
On those words because hope and change has led us to gas prices. They're up 67%. Since January of 2009, although admittedly they're going down a little bit, and they'll go down some more because the cost of gasoline, buying the barrels, that whole sham is over now. The tsunami and the effect on its whole infrastructure and their whole business model and their economy going to be shaking, rattling, and rolling for a while, and as a result of that, markets around the world, Jennifer, are pretty soft, but that has brought down the price of gasoline anyway to, I think it was $95 a barrel, $94 a barrel, close of business yesterday. So we'll see. They have to cut the price of the pump now. I noticed it was off 3 or 4 cents.
Right now.
Yeah. What is the cost of gasoline in Mexico versus what it is in California or the rest of the country?
Okay, so I asked our cab driver yesterday, and he said it's 8 pesos per liter. So how many liters are in a gallon?
How many liters are in a gallon? I think it's 3.4 or something like that. I stand to be corrected. Somebody will tell us. 800-510-8255. If you want a swell prize, what is the relationship? We ought to write this down because we ask this question frequently, and I never know the answer. A liter, you think of a liter bottle of Coca-Cola or something like that. And it's so gross to think of somebody sitting down and drinking all of that at once. However, it's a good visualization for us realizing how big a liter is.
I have to tell you my little funny story about gas.
Yeah.
So yesterday, my little town of Sunland, California, where you're broadcasting from today,
yes. Yep.
was in the news because someone was stealing gas from another person in their driveway, and the guy came out and said, you better leave, you better get out of here. And the guy that was stealing the gas wouldn't leave, so someone shot and killed him.
No. Somebody who...
No,
somebody
really.
Got in the house? No, I understand.
The homeowner, yeah.
The homeowner says, if you don't leave, I'm going to shoot you. And he shoots
him. I'm going to shoot you, and the guy wouldn't leave, and he shot him, yeah.
I don't know.
And I don't think this will be the first. If gas prices don't drop, that kind of stuff's going to happen.
Well, but the gas is going to go down. That kind of stuff just shows you how crazy some people are. There are other ways of handling it besides shooting the guy. Hello, call the police or go out with a club, baseball bat, something like that, so you get him in the knee.
You didn't know you were working in the Wild West, did you?
No, I didn't. Well, I've seen some horses up and down the street here. This is, by the way, an area from Burbank up to this area is where a lot of in the 30s and 40s, when Westerns were first becoming very popular, this is the area that they shot lots of the Westerns. You thought that we were out in Arizona or something. The hills of Sunland from Burbank along Riverside where the Warner Brothers studios are, and you go back into that area where Bob Hope and Gene Autry owned so much land, tons, hundreds, thousands of acres. And this area, now there are a few horses here and there when you look around, it's mostly become residential. But through the area of Burbank, then out into this area, is where all those Westerns were shot. And it's really kind of cool to think about that, looking around the rocks, wondering what sort of things happened even maybe 50, 60, 70 years ago. In this. So what has this got to do with Japan? Absolutely nothing. But it's a good wonder. 800-510-8255. Okay, so from the misrepresentation, the foolish drama that has been part of the nuclear hype and the people who are politically motivated to make the nuclear realities unpleasant for people. Not that there's anything about this that's good. It is dangerous. There's no question that people need to evacuate, get away from where these plants are, and maybe there's going to be some impact down in Tokyo. The radiation is not like an atomic bomb. It's not. It's dangerous. Yep. Want to be around it? Nope. The human health factor here, especially, again, as we play it in America, where all these people have run out. You probably saw some of the news stories last night, Jennifer, of these people running to the store, the health food store, the drug store, and cleaning out the anti-radiation pill. It's potassium iodide. And so the stocks are pretty much gone everywhere in California and Portland and up the coast to Seattle and then Washington State, all along the West Coast. One of the suppliers is called Nuke Pills. NukePills.com. Check that out. NukePills.com. Sold out the entire supply. They had 250,000 units, all gone over the weekend, all back ordered. 1 million more bottles of this stuff. These people in the pharmaceutical stores and the health food stores are ordering this stuff because they've been cleaned out. There is not going to be any radiation here, folks, at least not from Japan. I don't even know. Is there a nuclear power plant in California, Jennifer? I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, San Onofre.
San Onofre, where is that?
San Onofre, that's in South Orange County.
All right, so it's inland a bit. Is it on the fault, near the fault, away from the fault?
It's on the coast, actually. It's right by the beach, and it's not on the San Andreas Fault.
So it's on the beach where? I'm trying to visualize it. Where is it? Is it north of Newport? It must be north of Newport.
It's in between... Yeah, it's actually south of Newport, in between Orange County and San Diego.
Oh, okay. All right. So the thing that people have been bringing up about this that I'm wondering, excuse me, out loud about, is whether or not having this near the ocean was a good thing because the tsunami certainly is the cause of the damage, not the earth. The earthquake cracked it a little bit, and then the tsunami made, they had generators in the cellar of all of these buildings, diesel generators that they would go to if there was a need to shut down the reactors. Well, of course, when the tsunami came, it wrecked the generators, filled up the basement of these buildings with water. But the people who keep saying it's not good that they build them near the water, with a problem that wasn't to be resolved by anything other than water, if you're inland and you can't get a hold of the water, that would pose a problem, too. So then it goes back around and around and around and around and around and around, around to, well, we shouldn't have nuclear power anyway. And that may or may not be true, but until you get away from oil, this is a reasonable way of dealing with the costs and some of the other things that are in our face. Is it safe? Nah, these things, the rods are very dangerous. What do you do with them after you're done using them? It's certainly not the ideal, but better than using a lot of oil from places that we can't control. Is that something that makes sense to everybody? 800-510-8255. 16 after the hour, Jennifer and Doug are on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are 3 software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
All right, let's get a 2020 quickie quiz in here, Jennifer. Yesterday at this time, I was in Las Vegas at KNUU, and I was thinking about where Las Vegas got its name. Do you know where the name Las Vegas comes from? 800-510-8255. And how Las Vegas was originally founded. Do you know? 800-510-8255. A swell prize awaits you if you can tell us about the origin of Las Vegas. That is, what its name really means. And why it was, it's a Bugsy Siegel story. It's part of it, but that's not the real story. Give us the real story. 800-510-8255 on Good Day, 21 after.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's 23 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. A lot of action on the website today, Jennifer. A lot of things about Japan and our aiding and the poll results from yesterday, et cetera, et cetera. But from the Who Knew department first, I want to know if you know where the term, the name Las Vegas, came from. There are several different ways of handling this. How is it founded? Why was it called?
I think it came from that old
Vegas
term, lost wages.
Lost wages. Yeah, that could have been it. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, John is in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Here is a theory on why Japan builds nuclear plants. All right, John, we're all ears.
All right. This is from a letter to the editor of the Eugene Register Guard that was published today. And what the writer says, he calls into a serious question why Japan, with its history of nuclear devastation, the International Nuclear Regulatory Association, or anyone in the international community, ever would approve of a single nuclear power plant in an environment with the level of seismic activity that Japan has. However, they have 55 such facilities. Here's what the writer surmises it. Here I am tempted to cynicism. Could it be that someone sold Japan a bill of goods? And surely monetary gains wouldn't have been a factor in deciding on a large-scale, nationwide nuclear power program, would it?
All right. Whatever, so what's the
real and potentially staggering consequences of such a dubious nuclear policy have begun to be revealed.
All right. So is a suggestion that somebody, the nuclear power, the generators made by General Electric, and they were built by a Japanese company there that builds not only in Japan but other places. They bought, they have this company, and I can't remember the name of it, has nuclear reactors in the Middle East. I think that they worked with the Russians to build some nuclear reactors there after the Chernobyl thing, when the Russians finally decided they were going to do it right instead of build a cardboard box with a nuclear plant in it, and that's basically what Chernobyl was. But is the suggestion there, I don't want to necessarily read between the lines, for us to understand what you're saying, are you suggesting that this guy is suggesting that there was a purpose and we're maybe trying to wipe out the Japanese? Is that what the suggestion is?
That the consequence, Doug, of wiping out the Japanese or the whole interconnectedness of our economy and our ecology of the planet. Like right now, that.
But who would want to do this? Who would want to do that?
Nobody. I'm not saying that there was a dark cloud that sat down and pinpointed that. But what I'm saying, the rush to make a buck at the expense of the entire planetary community. Why? I mean, it's
okay. All right. So then you could go that, John. You could take that approach with anything. The oil debate is the same thing, the exact same thing. Then there may be other things in terms of energy that you could come up with that are dangerous for different reasons. The only thing that's clean without any ramifications is solar power and wind power. That's otherwise there is some liability connected to every form of energy transference. Thanks for the call. It's an interesting thing from the local Eugene newspaper. Eric is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, listening to WAYY. Hi, Eric. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Morning. All right. So what do you think, Las Vegas? Where is the term Las Vegas, where does it have its origins?
Well, I believe it was some Mexican immigrants that were traveling through the area, and there are artesian wells for drinking water that provided the green verdant meadows, and Las Vegas is named after the meadows.
Las Vegas means the meadows. That's the literal translation. The Meadows was founded as a water stop for locomotives on the rail line between Salt Lake and Los Angeles. That's the real story. You got it. You nailed it. Good man. Hold on just a second. The origin of Las Vegas, pretty interesting. A lot of people think Bugsy Siegel just stopped there one day and said, okay, we'll build Las Vegas here. Not quite the story. 28 after on Good Day.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Three after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I talking about what's going on in Japan. No surprise there. The interviews that have been done by lots of people, some of them are knowledgeable and some of them are full of old shoes, as my father used to say. That's really what it is. All these callers, we definitely need to abandon nuclear energy. We have no business considering nuclear energy. It's so strange that we support nuclear energy. Why is the president doing this to us? I love how Obama's even been made into the bad guy here. People are, and these pills that people are going out to buy to somehow protect, they think they're going to, first of all, it's not going to be anything that gets here. And secondly, the radiation that comes from this sort of an eruption apparently is much different than what would come in an atomic bomb. What we're trying to do, I guess, to a certain extent, at least that's what I think we're trying to do, Jennifer, is forestall some of the fear that is so much a part of the regular mainstream media. And
right, as we want the drama and the big story. Right.
Let's sell those newspapers. Use them for fish. At any rate, by the way, there's a real problem in our country because so many people are not reading newspapers. There's a lot of fish going unwrapped. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
A lot of really serious problems. We have to deal with that tomorrow on the program. The serious consequences of having not enough newspaper to wrap your fish in. Meanwhile,
holy mackerel.
Yes. Holy cow.
Holy mackerel.
So the good news is that in terms of energy, let's hold a good thought. Nuclear energy, it's cheap to make electricity that way. Cheaper to do it with solar and wind, cheap with natural gas. There's so much of that. And the oil that we're concerned about, there's a lot of good news, actually, if you dig around and sift through the current circumstance. Prices have to come down because there is an excess capacity. We are actually driving, even though there are more people, we react to the cost of oil going up by not driving, and that people figure out ways of doing things better. Happened before, happening now. And by the way, the usage after the price of oil went down, so the gasoline was cheaper, the usage of cars really didn't increase that much. More airplane traffic, that sort of thing, more truck traffic, but not much more automobile traffic, which is people find ways of getting around driving, and they don't drive. Many of us who love to drive, I love to drive, and I do it for fun, much as anything else. You know, you have to drive to get around. I certainly have to drive around the farm and all the vehicles that are there, and I drive to come to the studio and drive to go out and help Tony get her medical stuff taken care of or whatever else it is. You maybe go to the movies. Yesterday I had a lot of business appointments, so I was driving from one to the other to the other. And you know, so those are things we have to do. But the things that we want to do, maybe we find better ways of doing it. Like instead of you're taking the car just down the street to the mall, you ride a bike. Or, heaven forbid, you walk. Oh, my God. So the premium price we're now paying for gasoline is not sustainable. Prices have to come down because of the excess capacity and because of the migration of demand from oil to natural gas. This, in the industrial world, has the natural gas, by the way, is 3 to 1. In other words, for if you pay $1 for a gallon of gasoline, you'll pay 33 cents for the equivalent amount of usage in natural gas, which is kind of cool. We're holding so many. The world is just crazy when it comes to stuff like this. And we need to calm down. Even Harry Reid, good God, I finally found something I agree with. Yesterday he said...
I've never heard you say that. Even
I have
Harry
never
Reid
said it before. Harry Reid thinks, even after what happened in Japan, it's too early to rush to judgment, to condemn nuclear energy. And that's true. It's foolishness. Meanwhile, at DougStephan.com today, Jennifer, there is a lot of information about how you can help. There are four adjuncts to this story. There are radiation and the nuclear stuff. That's number one. Number two, the earthquake and realizing what this sort of energy can do, moving that country by 13 feet, is boggling people's minds. They just can't
Amazing.
Get into it. They don't understand the history of the planet and how this has been going on forever. And it just happens to be complicated or inconvenient because there are actually people living here now that the Earth is going through its thing. Nothing man-made. There's no global warming connection to this. It just is what the Earth does. So it's really an inconvenient truth when it comes to people on a place like the islands of Japan because they're so crowded. And so it's really sad to see some of the stories, but yet there are good stories as well. The story of that baby, you saw that baby separated from her parents. They found her under a pile of rubble in a pink little suit. So
no,
cute.
I
Very
didn't
cute.
See that.
Ah, it's a neat cute Aww. Story. And the guy that was on the top of his house, everybody's heard that story by now. He was out in the ocean and they went out with a helicopter
Clutching
and got
on
him.
His roof.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what we've done at DougStephan.com is put in some information about how you can aid if you would like to help the relief efforts, following the advice of the USAID folks. And so it's USAID.gov. One of the things I say, and I don't know whether whether there's a conflict here or not, I don't give to the Red Cross. Don't give to any of the big organizations because they can't tell you for sure what's going to be done with your money. If you ask them, if you guarantee them, if I'm going to make a deal with somebody, I want to know that if I'm putting my money in, that it's going to go to something that I want to help. Or if whether it's a charity or whether it's, you know, you're buying something. Okay, I'm giving you my dough. Here's what I want. Can you agree?
You don't want it to go to somebody's car or something.
No, I don't want it to be used for the things that Red Cross usually does. And that's they do what they want to do. So anyway, that story is there. By the way, we also have from the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com, free calls and free texts to Japan. If that is of interest to you, have people you want to connect with, free calling, free texting to Japan in the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com. Let's see, the poll yesterday, who needs our help more, Japan or Libya, Jennifer? Japan, 38% said Japan. 42% of you said we ought to stop helping countries and take care of ourselves. which is not exactly the most open, I don't even think it's intellectually honest, but you know, some people, you're entitled to your opinion. 20% said Libya needs our help more. The thing with Libya, which is frustrating at best, why isn't there a no-fly zone? Why? What are we debating? What are we discussing? What are we getting in the way of it? Go up and shoot down. He's only got about 24 planes, so shoot him down. End of story. They're old Russian MiGs, and most of these guys don't know how to fly them anyway. So you go up and you shoot him down, and then there's a no-fly zone, and he's not murdering his own people. How do you sit by and watch? I don't get that at all. What are the what's
but
the
we have for years? That's what's awful.
What, in Libya
now? But we've
Well, but where is our we have this thing, this false sense of morality or whatever the heck it is. If we are really claiming to be moralists, if we have the moral high ground, or you like to think that America has the moral high ground, then how is it? How do you square with us? And okay, you get the British and the French and the Germans or whoever else has planes. But what does it actually take to shoot down 24 planes? Not a whole lot. So you shoot them down, and then they can't use them to kill their own people. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the reservation is. What am I missing?
Do they then try to start a war with us?
Who? What? How? They, what? What are you, throw slingshots? Where are they going to start a war with us? If they didn't start a war when Reagan dropped bombs on Gaddafi's house and killed his children, why? What made you think he's going to start a war with us now? And they, and by the way,
that's fighting words, aren't they?
Gaddafi has no use for Al Qaeda. Doesn't like most of these, and same with the Egyptians. They, you know, they think that Al Qaeda is responsible for the unrest. And to a certain extent, they probably are true. That's probably right. But you know, at any rate, it's just these are quick things. Think them through, and then, hello, let's move on to the next thing. Does that make sense? Let's fix the problem and move on. Like, okay, after today, what's the problem going to be? St. Patrick's Day. That's the next big problem. Isn't that tomorrow?
I like that problem.
Tomorrow's St. Patrick's
That's tomorrow.
Day. Right.
Yep.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com, what's your favorite thing about St. Patrick's Day? A, beer. B, food. C, music. D, pinching people who don't wear green.
That's my favorite part.
R-E. Yeah. Nothing is just another day for me. All right. So we've got a couple of different pieces of the pie here. Speaking of pieces of the pie, lots of information, including Dr. Ken visiting with us, I believe, in a few minutes, if we put all the pieces of the pie together. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months.
and the fellow who's helped Richie and other people, his patients, people that he knows, lose weight through the MetaFast plan.
25 pounds.
Example, Richie's at 25
pounds. Another 5 and I'm good to go.
Wow. Now, some of your patients can have lost up to 60 pounds on this. This is really astounding. If people are, and I've heard other, there's always this touting going on. You know, it's like the battle of the network superstars. Okay, the battle of the big weight loss. There's the Julia, what's her name, Craig? Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig, yeah.
And there's Weight Watchers, and there's, how many of these can you name? None of them, however, have the medical connection that MetaFast does, thus the name MetaFast. Guys like Ken, who are experts, look at this. You want to lose the weight, but you want to lose it safely. I mean, the ads in Los Angeles for that strip thing that you use around your waist, what's it called? The thin line or something, you know what I'm talking about?
Those girdle-type products that make you look thinner.
Well,
explode out of it at night when you undress.
No, this is something else that... I know it's 800 thin line. You see the billboards everywhere. But a couple of people have died on this program.
Ooh.
And yet the FDA still says it's great. Well, you know what I think about the FDA. Meanwhile, let's talk about MetaFast and why it's so good, Ken.
It's so good, Doug, because it's a lifestyle of healthy eating that you can live on for the rest of your life. You'll keep the weight off. The problem with so many diets is you lose it quickly, but then you gain it back, right. And yo-yoing is so dangerous. This plan works. You work with dietitians. 20,000 doctors and more in America support this. I've seen, you mentioned 60 pounds. I've had patients lose that much weight in over a year.
All right. So the story is... MetaFastKen.com. Enter DRKEN to save $50 on your MetaFast meals. That's MetaFastKen.com, or you can call them toll-free, 800-506-4115. Use the code DRKEN to save $50. MetaFast, the way to lose weight safely and to continue on the program means you continue to keep that weight. Richie's lost 26 pounds.
25.
25, excuse me.
26 will be tomorrow.
26 tomorrow. All right. So check it out. MetaFastKen.com, 800-506-4115. Your choice. Make sure you tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken or a fan of Dr. Ken so you get that discount. All right. Let's spend some time. We're very focused on Japan and all the hoopla about radiation potential and what happens. Everybody wants to make this about America. I think Germany shut down some of its nuclear plants today, Ken. So what if something happens here, what happens to us?
Well, we need to be prepared. There's interestingly a study out from a Journal of the American Medical Association publication showing that most states are not prepared to cope with a major nuclear radiation event. The whole thing with radiation is how close you are to the source and how long you get exposed. So you want to be as far away as possible. The initial release is the iodine, and this affects children especially. Japan seems to be ready by giving out potassium iodide pills. This works best in kids, somewhat in adults. The bigger problem is next that comes out, and this is what happened in Russia with Chernobyl, is cesium. And cesium, unfortunately, is much stronger, much bigger concern, affects the entire body, not only the thyroid, but it usually doesn't travel very far because it's very heavy. What happened in Chernobyl was that it affected all of the farms that were close by, and people drank the milk and ate the food that was produced in the farms, and that's what killed a lot of Russians later on from this problem. What we want to do is just we need to be prepared and be vigilant about this.
Yeah, and whether or not closing the nuclear reactors is the way to do it, it sounds like a sort of a gut or a knee-jerk reaction to this, frankly. It seems to me that there are other ways to handle
it. Remember, it wasn't the earthquake so much in this disaster. It was the water, the tsunami afterwards that really did everybody in. And that's what we're not really thinking about when we manufacture these plants.
51 after on Good Day.
You can now hear Doug Steffen's Good Day podcast while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk radio mobile application available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to DougStephan.com. Click on the BlackBerry logo under Listen Now to hear Good Day on your phone.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
After the hour now, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are here to make it right for you today. Make your day right. Here's somebody who didn't get treated particularly well. This hour, or this portion of the program, we normally deal with technology, things going on Facebook, whatever Alex Kofane has. A story yesterday out of Atlanta in the Journal Constitution there. Story says that a fellow named Chad Scott, who was a morning host on a radio program there, tweeted about a delay on a Delta flight. And because Delta is a big advertiser in Atlanta on the radio station where he is a host, he got fired. Because Delta obviously has people monitoring Facebook, and the people at Delta obviously very thin-skinned. So this guy was a good guy. I happen to know a little bit about him. I had a good radio program, and in a few hours after his tweets complaining about Delta and their lack of... So, I mean, I can understand this. I'd say it. I wouldn't tweet it. I'd say it on the air. The essence of how most of these airlines are so completely understaffed that when you get in early to a gate, for example, the gate, the people aren't there. You sit on the plane. You waste a lot of time. It's like there's just... So this guy... writes the story in his Facebook page, and the fella monitoring, or whoever it is at Delta that monitors what's on Facebook that has anything to say about Delta, calls the radio station, the people that own the radio station fire the guy. Mm-hmm. Tweeting.
Hmm.
Facebook. Be careful, because you'll use it.
Would you fire us for tweeting, Doug?
Not at all. Help yourself. The more the merrier.
Anything we want?
Anything you want. Can you guess how
photos?
Outrageously successful the silly phone game Angry Birds is? Angry Birds.
Huge.
It is. Well, Alex apparently agrees that. He's going to give you the mind-blowing statistics on Angry Birds next here on Good Day.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfang, the technology tailor, and there's a new online backup service you need to know about. It's called My Media. It'll back up your photos, music, videos, and documents safely and securely to its web servers. You can access your data from any computer or iPhone whenever you want. If you have a lot of information to back up, My Media will send you a USB hard drive they call the shuttle drive. Load your files onto the encrypted drive, send it to My Media, and they'll put all of your files into your account. No long uploads. Go to mimedia.com to try it for free. That's mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
By now, you've probably heard of Angry Birds. It's the silly little game that launched originally on the iPhone, where you use a slingshot to fire birds at pigs, trying to knock down as many as possible. That's pretty much the game. How does that sound? Interesting? Fun, maybe? Well, it's both. And it's also really successful. The company that makes Angry Birds, Rovio Mobile, recently closed a round of financing to the tune of $42 million. That's right, for a phone game. Rovio has sold more than 40 million copies of its downloadable Angry Birds for about a buck each. It has also sold more than 2 million plush toys. The ironic thing is that the video gaming industry, and I'm talking about Xbox and PlayStation video gaming, that's in a tailspin with falling sales. And the mobile gaming category is the reason for it. Phone games and tablet games are changing everything. But let's be frank, Apple has changed everything. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Jennifer, you want to know what the number one cause of relationship trouble is in our country? Number one.
Yes, please.
Social networking.
Number one. What is it?
Yep.
Facebook.
Number one. So, yeah. Facebook is the top cause of relationship breakups, divorce proceedings, custody battles, all of this stuff. And, you know, I guess Hosni Mubarak.
Well, it's crazy because people will leave you. People will leave you notes, and then your spouse will get all crazy and jealous.
Yeah, right, exactly, and that's what's going on. That's the minimalist side of it. But at any rate, that's part of it.
Yeah.
There's something you got to be careful of what you say on these social media sites. Danger, danger, Doug Steffen.
Sure do.